Good to go.
I'll call this special meeting to order. Friday, January 21st at 10:30 to discuss resolutions for the police levy. Guess the first order of business would be, John, will you open this in prayer?
Yeah. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, the opportunity to come to do the work willingly for the people of Franklin Township. We ask that you be with us as we make complicated and decisions upon our police department and what it's going to look like. For it's in Jesus' name, amen.
Ralph, will you lead us in the pledge?
I will.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm used to stepping out of the way.
Right.
I don't have to.
No, right.
All right. Robin, will you give us a roll call?
Yes. Ralph?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
I would make a motion to table any table unapproved minutes.
I'll second. Just a Robin, a question for you there.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have? I notice we're behind some.
It's going to take us a while to read them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does Nicole have any time? Maybe she could help you get caught up on.
That would be a conversation between Nick and Steve, I would think, to look at that. I know there has been some progress in the transcriber, getting the transcriber here, that software installed, and being able to use that moving forward. My job responsibilities continue to change on a daily basis, and I keep taking more things on. I can't really give you a solid reason why they're not done. I don't have an excuse because I don't do excuses.
You're just one person.
And I'm just one person.
Yeah,
I'm the only full-time person in this department,
Look
and
into
so
that,
I'm
Steve
just
and
trying to balance everything. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the minutes just keep falling
right
off to the side.
We keep having more and more meetings, too.
And obviously, they're important to have.
Yeah.
But then that just adds to the pile,
We appreciate all that you are doing.
But we are working to the transcriber. And what will be nice with the transcriber is we can actually go backwards.
Exactly.
Like, we can set it up so it will actually transcribe the minutes that are on audio now. And then just transcribe them. Then thus I format them, or me or Nicole work together to format them, get them to the board to review.
Okay.
So we have a plan in place to address the issue.
Okay. So when we start to get to the point where we are going to approve them, I think we need to do them in blocks that we can handle.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't send.
Oh, yeah, because we're not going to get them all done at once. I think if we can get two or three done, then as soon as we get those two or three, we'll send those to you in waves.
Yeah, like three a week.
Right. You know, because I'm probably not going to get to even the transcribing, to modifying and formatting. I'm only going to be able to get two or three done at a time anyway.
Right.
Yes, that's all. And it's a major
otherwise we'd
job.
Be here for eternity.
Okay. Right. And James, since you were not in the ones in 2021, do you still want to review those? I mean, just to have them to read?
Yes.
You don't have to sign them if you don't wish to, but you could still have them for review?
I would like to have them for review.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
So what we're, and so all of a sudden we're getting back kind of to where we were, getting backed up on them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my thoughts, and no disrespect for anyone, but I think that your leader, your boss, should delve into those a little bit.
He told me yesterday he doesn't have time.
Well,
so I think you guys would have to have a conversation with him directly. I can't answer for him.
No, I'll tell you what the board, the board can decide what they want to do, but I didn't mean to interrupt the meeting here, but
we still have to do roll call on that motion.
Yeah.
But I've been trying to get him to set through payroll with Robin. He'll set for 10 minutes and run. And I had told him I wanted him, April 1st will be a full cure for him. And, you know, he's got it in his head that he really don't have to put any time. As a matter of fact, he even told somebody he only had to be in here once a month. So I don't know where that came from. But I said, Nick, what are you talking about?
There is
to be here.
There is a,
the time it's required to make sure the work is done. Now that's your obligation.
There's also a statute that, you know, how that minutes, you know, have to be done.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Right. So
well, I think Ralph's correct in that I don't know that there's a statute that says what hours a fiscal officer must work.
Right.
But I think there's an expectation that the work needs to be done.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So you've got kind of that gray area, how many hours you work to how exactly. How long it takes to get your work done.
Right.
And I mean, so the work I do is different than what
he does.
And then he leans on Jeff for guidance.
Exactly.
You know, so there's that whole, you know, because what I don't get involved in what him and Jeff are working on, because I have a full plate. I can operate all by myself.
Honestly, I'm in and out here a lot, as you know. And the time spent is nowhere adequate to take care of his obligations. He is obligated. He took the job, and he is obligated to see certain things are done. His number one obligation, really, would be getting the payroll done.
Yeah, I am concerned. I mean, I have a handbook, so you guys know there is a handbook on how to do payroll.
Right.
But each payroll is different every time.
Right.
For different tasks. Like there may be cash outs. Like this time I only had 2 cash outs. And what I mean is that they've had hours that they're cashing out separate from their regular check.
Okay.
There might only be 2 of those. Sometimes there's 15 of those cash outs.
Well, here's the deal.
So
I don't want you guys or me, you know, people start running roughshod over us because the minutes aren't done. How come we're...
It's going to come back on the board.
Yeah. And I hate that because I feel like I can only get so much done in a day.
You know, they're going to be digging at you too.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I don't have an answer.
The answer is he's got to pull his weight. And he has no intention of doing it. He's got Jeff, you know, he kind of ignored me. He wasn't, we don't have... I'm not his boss. I said, no, I'm not your boss. But here's what my obligation as chairperson is to see. Of course, Jim will have to delve into that a little bit.
Well, I think all three of you equally have the right to ask questions.
Yes, we do.
Here's the thing.
You know, and they collectively come together.
Exactly.
You know, if you're concerned about something.
I mean, and he's pretty good at sidestepping people and, you know, doing the old Chattanooga shuffle there is there, what I used to call it, you know.
Exactly, sorry to cut you off, exactly how far back are we?
The last of the minutes is the end of October.
So we're...
Basically November, the first meeting of November. So we're basically... And you have special meetings in between there.
November, December with special meetings in there on both.
So the last time I counted, and this one I think is going to make 11.
I do have a concern.
Absolutely, I do. I do too. And when people call in, I don't have an answer. We have an answer now with the transcriber coming, but I still have to fit the time into format, create the resolutions within the
It's still going to take work.
It's still.
If it's an hour meeting, you're still going to.
It's still going to be at least an hour per meeting for the transcriber.
Exactly.
You know. And that's
and then
getting,
go through, and then you're going to pick correct stuff.
You know, cause especially if we get into conversations that are not necessarily every word has to be in the minutes, you know. So and it can be. I mean, we can literally it's going to record it verbatim, and we don't necessarily put everything in there verbatim.
It says the statute reads that it has to be an accurate description of the meeting.
Exactly, and so sometimes there is things that get off the agenda. Or just some side talking that's going on, you know, somebody talking about something else, and it may not necessarily be relevant to the meeting.
Right.
So some of that has to be removed. So I'm literally am going to be reading it.
I'm wondering if this is really going to save any time.
I think it can because I'm really just going through and looking at clumps of things that could be removed
yeah.
or edited, and then the resolution will be there. I just have to format it.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? So all I can say is that we're doing this, the transcriber is a monthly fee, and I think there's no charge to cancel
right.
if we would choose not to
right.
want to use it.
Right.
But I think we're trying to find an avenue, because I can't make anybody work any extra hours.
No.
I can't make somebody do other tasks. Yeah, you know
so
what I mean? So I can only try to navigate with the tasks I've been given,
yeah.
and I'm working with Steve and Nicole to help me find a solution.
So my question would be
minutes.
This for the board. What if we was to find somebody that came in that was retired part-time, $12 an hour, whatever, and I'm not talking 32 hours, I'm talking maybe 12 to 15 hours.
John, I wouldn't even dream about it.
I think
to add any more on our...
I'm just throwing it out there.
Sure, I mean, it doesn't hurt.
What we need to do is, at this time, I think what we need to do is, Steve, can you get with Nick and see if Nicole can help Robin transcribe?
Well, and you know what her
Absolutely.
Duties are, where
right.
she would have
and
the
yeah,
time.
I mean, that's why I leaned it back
yeah,
on
yeah.
Nick and Steve. For me to answer
it,
I can't.
Yes, we can.
I don't know. You know her daily schedule. You know if she has time or not. If not, let us know. But I think in order to move the meeting forward, and at this point in time, we need you to look at it.
Really, real quickly, is that Steve and Nicole are already caring a lot for the fiscal
yes.
department
yeah.
already. Record retention,
yeah.
that whole trailer outside
yeah.
was a fiscal office responsibility.
Right. Yeah.
Steve taking on all the BWC work that he mentioned this morning.
So
that's
where,
a fiscal office
yeah.
responsibility.
So I would
so
like, I didn't
I, no, I'm just saying, I just want to make sure you guys are aware that they're already carrying
okay.
a big load. And I'm not saying Nicole can't help, and
no.
I'm glad that she can. But I'm just showing you the balance
yeah.
that
this,
we're moving yeah. so many things over to this side.
Can you explore it and get back to us?
So one last thing, Mr. Chairman,
yes.
if I may.
Yes. Yep.
I would just ask the board, and what I'm hearing, this isn't going to change anytime soon. As a need per person, or as we had an influx and stuff, if we had a person that came in, I mean, we're only talking a couple $100 a month. To take any type of, it's almost like having someone come in and clean your house when you need them. I mean, just give
this,
that thought and look
at
around.
This, at this point in time.
Let's take a look at it.
Yeah, I'm not trying to make a decision.
No,
now,
at this
I'm
point in time.
I mean, we have
not,
to put everything on the table.
Yeah, I would not say no. At this point in time, I would not say no, John.
Right.
But let's.
But what I'm looking, and I'll finish up. But what I'm looking at and what I'm hearing is, with Nicole and what her schedule is and et cetera, and they've taken on a big part, but this is an ongoing as we're growing and going through things. So if we had someone that, even like when Robin would be on vacation or something, or et cetera, if we had someone that was, I'm sure there's people out there that would just like to get a few hours here and there just to help out. I'm not looking at hiring someone a permanent part-time, just as need basis. So what we
and
would
it
just
would be
need
to get us caught up,
right?
You know,
just, and I'm not looking to do it anytime soon, but I'm just saying we need to realistically look at, as you said, your job duty changes
all the time.
Due diligence here.
Because I'm jumping into different things. I mean, that we're working. I don't know if you guys are aware that we have implemented what's called an employee navigator. I've kind of sent emails out,
mm-hmm.
and what this is, and that's very time consuming on my end because we're creating each employee's.
Yeah.
Private file,
right.
which will thus have all their health insurance in there, your benefits, everything. So they can log in, you can log in, you'll be able to see everything about you,
yeah,
almost like a little file
that.
On you.
You
that's that app.
Okay.
And I've been
that
building
now.
That from the bottom up.
Okay.
So every employee I've had to hand put in their address, their social security, and all their stuff mm-hmm. goes into building these files. So that's something new that I have on my plate, and it's going to be wonderful when it's all done.
Correct.
You know, because everybody, if they have a change of address, if they get married, if they have a baby, if they do anything with their benefits, they just go in and log in, and that all tells me what's happening versus a piece of paper that could get lost in their payroll.
Exactly.
You know, it's going to be a great tool, and it's also connected to COBRA. When somebody leaves, I go in and I separate them from the township. Automatically, the COBRA paperwork is sent to them automatically. Like, that stuff's all going to be linked together. It's going to be a wonderful electronic piece of our work, but I've had to build it from the ground up.
Right.
And that's been time consuming.
To me, it sounds like we've just hit a perfect
storm.
For better lack of terms. You know, we have
a lot of good things going on.
We got a lot of good things going on to help advance the township.
Yeah.
But with that being said, we may need some assistance to keep the day to day.
Because I'm getting the.
But like, once, what I'm understanding is you believe, though, once we get the almost 3 months of back minutes caught up, going forward with the transcriber. It should not be an issue.
No.
But we don't know for sure because...
Until we can get to working with it on it. That's our goal, is that it's going to be part of the assisting of the minutes.
We recognize this, and we're trying to take a proactive measure to address this. Because technically, there's no other solution. We have to at least try, and I'm a firm believer... And, you know, whether it's right or wrong, do something.
Try,
And we'll see how it works. It may be it may be great, it may not be, but at least we're trying to do something to alleviate the burden of trying to transcribe these and getting in the position where
and
we are today.
And it's less expensive than a court reporter.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, to be honest, I have my fingers crossed that this is going to work. If not, then we'll go to Plan B, and
that saves a lot of hours.
With that being said,
so I just need to do roll call for the motion.
Yeah, with that said, let's do a roll call.
Okay,
Plan
Ralph.
A, I mean, I'll watch it.
Sure.
I didn't know what old Robin was doing. I know she's buried. I know that, but I do know this: that rarely, when I'm really looking for Nick, I can't find him. So. Of absence sometime. Now, my about a standard from what I've been told by a few other townships, about a standard would be for the fiscal officer somewhere around 20, 25 hours a week.
So that being said, I will ask for a roll call on the
motion.
Motion.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Moving on to new business, the police levy. I believe we have to rescind a resolution.
I'll be more than happy to address that for you.
Please do.
We're looking to approve, and I will read this.
But we have to rescind one first, Steve.
Right. We're rescinding resolution 2022-011. And I will read it. Being resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves to rescind Resolution 2022-011, declaring the necessity for tax exceeding the 10 mil limitation and requesting County Auditor to provide per ORC 5705.03B for a 7.3 mil police levy.
Okay. I will make the said rescinding of the resolution as written.
Okay. Roll call, Ralph?
Yeah.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you. And that resolution number for rescinding is
2022-014. Yes.
Is rescinding 22-011.
Yes.
Okay. Now, with that being said, we have to do a new resolution.
Yes, sir.
And Steve, will you brief us on that?
Absolutely. This is resolution number 2022-015, and this resolution declaring the necessity for levying a tax exceeding the 10 mil limitation and requesting the County Auditor to provide certain information pursuant to Ohio Revised Code 5705.03B. And what we have done here with the help of Julie from Pete Griggs' law firm, we're actually going to present the County Auditor with two options. And if you look in Section 3 on page 2, the first option is a 7.3 $3 million new and additional levy for a continuing period of time, permanent, basically permanent. The second option is a $4.1 million renewal levy with a $3.2 million increase to constitute a tax of $7.3 million for a continuing period of time. Again, permanent levy. And as I said this morning, I have already talked to the auditor, the county auditor. They're waiting on this resolution, and they've assured me that they'll be able to get back to us in a couple days with figures for both these options. What we will do is come back to the board immediately once I get these revenue figures and present them to the board and ask for a resolution approving one of the options, which we can then get to the Board of Elections by February 2nd.
Okay.
So we got, basically, we've got 11.4, which, if passed, this would be immediately the 7.3 would go into effect, as I'm understanding. Mm-hmm. Well, I say immediately it would be the first of next year.
Yes, sir.
And then the 4.1 would be renewal on the current levy, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And increase to continue tax of 7.3. So the 7.3 is permanent immediately. And the 4.1. Okay. I'm a little bit confused on that. The 4.1 will not take effect until when? How's that work?
The 4.1 would be a renewal of the existing.
Would be a renewal of the existing.
4.1 mil.
And it would be into effect right away too, wouldn't it?
It would just continue,
just
wouldn't
just
it?
Just renew itself.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we would just be adding an increase of 3.2. It's just given the auditor two options of what we'd like to look at.
Run the numbers.
Exactly.
So actually, we're still asking in reality for the 11 point whatever for.
No, it's
right away.
It'd be 7.3.
Yeah. 7.3, Ralph.
Okay. One way it would be a 7.3 continuing levy, and the other way it would be 4.1 mil of that would be renewable every year, and the 3.2 would be continual.
Okay.
John, any questions?
Mm-hmm. No, John, you got anything?
No, sir.
Right. I will make a resolution to adopt this resolution as stated, to ask the city auditor for their, or county auditor for their input on this, with us giving them two options of a 7.3 mil new and additional levy, continual levy, and option B would be a 4.1 mil renewal levy with a 3.2 mil increase continual to equal a 7.3 mil.
Yes, sir.
If I may make one correction.
Yes, sir.
Instead of their input, it'd be their totals.
I'm sorry.
That's
their
okay.
Totals.
I just want to make sure it goes.
Yes, their totals.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Ralph,
you want to second that? Or?
Yeah, I'll second it.
All right. Robin, okay. Will you give us a roll call?
Yes. Ralph?
Yeah.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Is there any other business that...
Let me see if there's... Are there any questions that people in the audience have?
Well, I think I'm pretty clear on it here. If you guys have any questions.
Is there anyone in the audience?
There's one.
Okay.
Hold on, sorry.
Okay.
Sir?
Yes.
Are we adjourned? No...
Any questions?
No questions for me, Steve. Thank you.
You bet, Michael. Thank you.
I will adjourn this meeting at this time.
Thank you.
You like that gavel?
I did.
I wasn't ready for it this morning.
I'm used to the gavel. That's from the FOP.
What kind you got? A bigger one or a heavier one?
No, it's not like this.